As local summer programs are faced with the dilemma of canceling amid the pandemic, HS Squared at Colorado Rocky Mountain School in Carbondale is going virtual. Eleanor Bennett reports this could have a huge impact on students from underserved communities who attend the High School High Scholar program every summer.
These high school students are singing their hearts out during a music class at HS Squared in Carbondale. They are part of a special group of high-achieving minority students from cities across the country. After a rigorous application process, they spend 3 summers, tuition-free, on this idyllic boarding school campus. For many of them, it's the first time they've seen anything like Mount Sopris.
I'm going to miss that, going out with my friends and kayaking and rock climbing. Like, those activities, they make us become closer, you know? And I'm really sad that we're not going to have that.
That's high school senior Veronique Mushagalusa-Bijou. She says a typical summer at HS Squared includes 5 weeks of math, science, English, art classes, and exploring the Rocky Mountains. It's something she looks forward to every year.
HS Squared is a place where I came to realize that it doesn't matter where you came from or what country or your skin color, they just welcome you and they make you feel special.
Before coming to the U.S., Bijou and her family had to flee the threat of violence in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. She spent 5 years living in a refugee camp in Uganda.
We used to go to school, but not every day, because in Uganda, they make our parents pay for school. So my mom really didn't have that much money to pay for my 4 brothers' school and I.
Like most of her peers in the program, Bijou will be the first in her family to go to college. She says she hopes to be a dental hygienist.
I really want to open my pathway. Like, I want to go to college, and like seeing how my mom is struggling, it hurts me. And I want to provide her with the help so that we could live a good life too.
This will be Bijou's last summer at HS Squared. She'll be attending over Zoom from her bedroom in Fort Worth, Texas. HS Squared Executive Director Annie Oppenheim says this summer's program will be different in a number of ways. It will be 4 weeks instead of 5, and it will no longer include science and extracurriculars like music. But, she says, they're working hard to provide the students with an enriching online experience.
I've tried to reframe my thinking from feeling like, oh, this is such a bummer, to how lucky are we that we can still offer our students something and support our students in some capacity, because I look around and I read about programming all over the country that's just being canceled right now.
Oppenheim says HS Squared will provide students with critical resources like laptops and Wi-Fi hotspots. And they'll be recording their math, writing, and college counseling classes so that they're available to students 24/7.
Perhaps they don't have a quiet space in their house to work at 9 a.m. Or perhaps their parent is an essential worker at a local grocery store, and so they're in charge of taking care of their 3 younger siblings. There's any number of factors that might make it really, really hard for certain students to learn.
When Oppenheim asked Bijou and the other students in a survey what would be most helpful during virtual programming, she says that more than anything, they wanted emotional support.
HS Squared became a secure home for me in this country, because when we came here, I didn't know anybody. We didn't have a family or relative. But whenever I went to HS Squared, people who I don't even know welcomed me and they made me feel at home.
Oppenheim says they're going to match students with mentors, have meals and talent shows over Zoom, whatever it takes to help students feel connected. But she realizes there's no substitute for bringing everyone together in the Rocky Mountains. For now, Bijou, Oppenheim, and the rest of the HS Squared community are making the most of a difficult situation. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Eleanor Bennett.